house, baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account of my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
every chance
about.
You get, you every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asian. How's it
going? My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
All right. Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, I do know that we are doing our very best to clean up the corruption here. Now, this show is supposed to be all about targeted individuals and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But listen, this CPS stuff is serious. And we have done a little test run with the CPS stuff with targeted individuals, and it's not really picking up, but people need to understand that the CIA, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy thing, that's only half of the equation. The other half is them targeting your children and taking your children away from you. But anyhow, I have my co-host here with me, Bill the Butcher.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I have Will Turbot here from Demand the Truth. You there, Will?
I am Will Turbot, and I am here.
We're going through some technical difficulties tonight. The device I'm usually doing the show from is skitzing the hell out. So I'm on my backup, which the battery is not really charged. But it gets to be that time. Oh, okay. Even Will's having some technical issues. People, that's how you know that we are hitting it. We are picking some bones from fresher skeletons. We are ruffling up some feathers. We are doing a lot of things here when everything is screwed with.
Oh, sorry. You guys hear me now?
Yeah, there you are.
Got you, Will. Come on, brother. Will. There you are. Come on, man.
Okay.
My other device is frozen, to which I usually, again, I do the show from. it's fully charged, but this one is not. So, people, I want to go ahead and dive right in.
You know the funny thing about this? With the trouble you have and the trouble that Will has, and I'm sitting on what they call the I-35 corridor, which runs up to Fort Hood, Texas. So I have access to, like, national defense internet, right? So I'm piggybacked on that. And so the government is screwed. I'm always on, dude. I'm always on.
Well, we were supposed to be having a guest here tonight, and I spoke with her a few hours ago. I'm kind of upset that she's not here. But we have her husband, Doug.
Well, I'm here. My husband's here too. I'm just not feeling well. I got a really bad migraine.
Okay. Well.
But I'm here. I'm still here. I'm still here with y'all. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay. Well, you sent us a lot of, like, emergency type of messages, and I want you to explain, first off, who you are, because I know you are Joanna McKinley, correct?
Yes, my name's
Joanna. Mother of nine. She has her own YouTube channel, Mother of Nine.
Actually, I have 10. I have 10 total children. I started my YouTube channel when I had nine. I had a 10th, and I have a couple of foster kids, too.
10 children and a couple of foster kids.
Yeah.
We really love children.
Foster. I do. I do. We love children a lot. You know, had children since I was 17 years old, 25 years as a parent.
Okay. So I want you to go ahead and tell your story. I guess if you want to give the abbreviated, because the messages that you sent us were very disturbing.
And yeah, I can give you some really bullet points of important facts.
And while you go through that, I've got to switch devices, so go ahead and talk.
Okay. Okay, so basically just short bio on me and my husband. We've known each other since we were 9 years old. Been married for 13 years, been together for 20-something years. So this is a very stable relationship we've been in for a very long time. I'm about ready to get my PhD in actual sociology and child development. So I do have, you know, I know how to take care of kids fundamentally. And basically what happened was we got scammed pretty badly in the beginning of this year. We were rendered into a hotel in Fresno County. Fresno County came in and took all of our kids because we're in a hotel. As far as I can tell, chief of police came in and did the WIC 300 to take them. In the official CPS documents, there's only two police officers, even though there's three that were there. Chief of police was the one who did it, even though he's omitted on the CPS report. Our kids have been passed around, abused. Our 14-year-old daughter has been put out there as basically candy for men. Pictures have been taken of her that are absolutely just disgusting for a man to take and put all over on YouTube. They won't...
Now, hold on a second. This is your 14-year-old daughter, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have sent me some of the pictures that were going out. And your daughter is very developed. And those pictures were very
inappropriate.
I would say too much to be taken for a 14-year-old. Very provocative.
Oh yes, I call him the "Hi, Daddy, come hither" look. You know, the "Ooh, baby" type of situation. It's disgusting.
And she is developed enough to actually not ring a bell on people's heads. Oh, well, she might be underage.
Right. She's very beautiful. Very developed and very, yes. Now, there has been a revelation on that front since then, as far as I know. My 18-year-old son, I guess, told my mom a couple days ago that Sophia, who is my 14-year-old, requested to leave the home of these foster people, actually reported into the foster community and asked to leave that home. And supposedly she had been moved, but I don't know if that's accurate or not. I sent her a private message and told her to please have the voice and the strength to, you know, to get out of there. And I hope she did, but I haven't been able to verify that.
Okay, wait, let's back up here for a minute. Because I know I missed some of this call, switching devices.
I think we lost V for a second there. If you just want to continue with your story, V.
Go ahead, hon. Continue with what you're saying. We're having some trouble tonight with the connections and everything. We're here. Go ahead.
V, if you're listening, drop out and come back in. But continue. My apologies.
Well, basically, the boys, my baby boys, have been abused and all kinds of stuff too, and they kind of don't acknowledge it. And my son's been sick and now he has a penile infection, and nobody's doing anything about it. They lied about court, made it to where we thought it was going to be postponed, lied about it, got jurisdiction illegally. Now everything's radio silence. Nobody will talk to me at all about anything.
Now, what was the reasoning they gave you for coming and separating you from your children?
They basically said it was general, quote-unquote, general neglect, because we were living in a hotel at the time. Even though they had food, they had everything. At the meeting that we had, they said it was because I do not vaccinate. I homeschooled them, and we were homeless. That was basically it.
Hey, Will, isn't
it
funny?
Will,
isn't it funny that you and I, we have similar lifestyles where you go around the country and you do what you do and I do what I do, and we traditionally live in hotels like Vegas and Atlanta and all that, and we're cool, but a lady, a normal citizen, says, I live in a hotel and it's the end of the world. You know, I mean, you notice that?
Right.
Yeah, and not only that, you were forced there. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit more? And you're absolutely right, Bill.
Oh yeah. Okay. What's funny is that we rented a house that was supposedly foreclosed on, and the same police precinct, exact same precinct who came and helped take the kids, came and told us that we had to get out of this house because we had paid to be in this house, and somebody came and said that we weren't supposed to be there, that we were trespassing or whatever. And so the cops came and literally came and told us we had to leave within an hour, made us put our stuff on the sidewalk, made us get out with our kids and everything. Same precinct. Even though they weren't legally supposed to do that. And it was out of their jurisdiction. But then they come a month later to the hotel that we're in and take the kids. It's almost like we were targeted because we had a lot of kids. And of course, you know, before October 15th, the laws, you know, stated, oh, if you get these kids or whatever, you get grant money and all kinds of crap, but can't prove any of that, so. So now I'm just praying I get my kids back before they're so damaged that I can't stand it.
Well,
I can't see them 1 hour a week.
The thing you're dealing with here, first thing you're dealing with is homeschooling. It depends on where you're at when you do that. In Utah, for instance, they had a little incident up there with sex education for 8-year-olds. And the Mormons rose up and just basically took all the kids out of school and brought them to their milk. Mm-hmm. In Texas, we had a legislation that made homeschooling practically equal with public schooling, so that helped it. But in most of the country, when you say homeschooling, it's a red flag. And the more children you have, the more red flags you have. So I know exactly what you're fighting against. But it's not wrong. It's not wrong. The people in Utah could take their kids home and teach them out of the Book of Mormon if they wanted to. But the people in North Carolina, they have to go to Seton, which is where my grandchildren actually go through, to prove that they're doing everything legitimately. But you don't want your kids in public school. You don't want your kids to learn about drugs and transsexual people. Most people in the country don't want that, no matter what a lot of people think. Okay, so I'm in your camp 100%. Will, what's your thoughts on this?
Oh, no. Don't you talk about discriminating against fluid gender people on this program.
You're kidding me? My daughter's an FCM.
Oh, no, come on now. I did not say
the
Q word. John, if you're listening, I did not say the Q word.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I had to switch over to my backup internet because I've been on my internet all day long and no problems with it. And again, I got a notification 6 hours ago. Oh, payment thing, which is supposed to be automatic. And they're kind of forgetting how to do the automatic process, and we have to keep reminding them every month how to do the automatic process. But I'm on my backup internet right now.
Automatic, so.
Well, And again, I've been on the internet all day. It has not given me a problem until it's time to do the show. So that just goes to show you, Core Bank is corrupt. Yes, I said your name, Core Bank. That's the company here in Poland that does the internet. But anyways, I want to get to, and I'm not sure if you got to this, but you sent a very disturbing message to us about your children being poisoned, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about vaccines. Your children are being trafficked, and you're not allowed to record any of your interactions with the children, which is illegal.
Nope. Well, what
they cannot tell you that you cannot record. Go ahead.
Yeah. Originally, we had supervised visits, but it was just supervised with, you know, the CPS people. And I recorded everything. I got Frank, who is our social worker, on recording saying the baby wasn't sick, that he was fine. But yet, a week later, he was found to have a lung infection and everything else. And then I had him on camera saying that he was fine when there was bruises all over him and everything else. And so then he transferred us to therapeutic, quote-unquote, therapeutic supervised visits, where there's this clinician who I have 800 million times more education than she does. But she sits there after the visit and basically says, you know, oh, you're teaching me something, and, like, how do you do this and how do you do that, and ask me questions. But we're not allowed to record anything there. So I have to literally go out to the clinician and tell her, look, there's bruises here. Like, our last visit, my baby, who's 1 year old, he was a preemie, he had a yeast infection from his ears all the way down in every fold of his body and in his penis because they're not taking care of him. We have to bathe him when we visit him. That's not normal. My husband has to bathe him when we visit him. That's not normal. We shouldn't have to do that. My husband's a medic, so it's like he looks for things like that.
Only in the land of the free can you not take photographs of your own children.
I'm telling you. Well, I take pictures. Well, I should take video.
You should be shooting video. And I do know that we talked over Discord, and you were telling me that they would not allow you to record your visits with your children. Now, unless you have signed a documentation and have an agreement with the court stating these are the terms of your visitations, and you sign off your right to record, they cannot stop you from recording. You can then sue these people from that alone. And I hope you jump into legal action against these people.
We're taking legal action against everybody. We've already started lawsuits against some of the foster parents that have been involved with the kids. We're talking to a lot of different lawyers. It's just the stress. I mean, I had a massively violent miscarriage of twins a couple days ago because of all this. And there's only so much stress, you know, a person can go through.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Being a mother for 25 years and never having not even a report, nothing ever on us ever, and all of a sudden all of our kids being taken, it's just, I feel like I've just, something's been ripped out.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why so many children?
Well, I'm pagan and my husband's Catholic.
And we're both Irish.
We're both Irish and we believe in very large families.
So you're Catholic?
My husband, Catholic? Yes.
Irish
Catholic. Hey, V, this is one of my people, man.
Okay, well, I do know the Bible says marry and be fruitful, but we'll get into these issues when we come back from commercial break, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Okay. We are back for our short segment here. And listen, Joanna, I've got to... I hope you're listening. I've got to tell you a few things here. You have got to look out for your health. Now... I understand that some of your children are of mixed race.
Yes.
Okay, if not majority of them.
I was previously married. Right before I married my husband, who I knew for so long, and I had three children by him. And my husband actually went to court and got custody of those children. Because he was dangerous, and so they took parental rights away from him and gave them to my husband. My husband has legal custody of all the children, even the ones that are not his biologically.
And what a Superman he is, by the way.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to tell you right now, and something that people need to understand about eugenics, and when the government gets involved. Now, they can do so much with paperwork, but what they can do with covert technology is endless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have said you had a violent miscarriage here of twins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that I want people to understand, that the government, the New World Order governments, have developed technologies that will make you have a miscarriage. Look up Dr. Barry Trower. He was a military scientist for the UK, and he's been whistleblowing for years about this technology. When they got the paperclip scientists from over from Nazi Germany, you know, Russians, UK, US, they are working on frequency technology that can manipulate the human body, microwaves, and so forth. One of the first experiments that they did was if they can beam a pregnant woman and make her have a miscarriage. That was the most successful weapon that they developed. Okay, it's like having ultrasound. Well, it's like having ultrasound.
Can you just repeat that scientist's name? Because I want to look into that. It's amazing.
Dr. Barry Trower. B-A-R-R-I-E T-R-O-W-E-E. I'm sorry, W-E-R. Dr. Barry Trower.
Hold on.
And this is the social engineering aspect. This, you know, they have the fluoride, they have the vaccines, they have all this stuff in our environment to depopulate, control the population boom, instead of just outlawing, you know, people to have, you know, like China have one child per family, but they can't do that. So what they got to do is they got to go covert and play God, because that's their favorite thing in the world to do, is to play God. Now, I know if you are a white woman, and if you had chosen a white mate, and you had all the children, it wouldn't have been an issue. But your children are coming out of mixed race. They do not want you to have any more children. Now, I do have to play devil's advocate here, and say, you know, you've gotten up there in age a bit, and I think it's best for you not to try to have any more children. I think you've done a bang up job. I think you've done a bang up job and had lots of wonderful children. But you need to look after your health at this point, so that you can stick around and be there for those other children that you already have.
Yeah.
Because next time you get pregnant and these people are not happy with you, he won't just be a miscarriage, it'll be your very own abortion birth. Okay.
And that's what my husband's been like, that's his mindset pretty much the whole time. And it's not that I don't believe it, I believe it. There's definitely these possibilities out there in the world, and definitely these things happen. But my question is, why me? It's not like I'm, you know, this high profile,
because you're not having pure white people. Babies, that's why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why.
I have an IQ of 160, I guess, as my husband says.
And
all my kids have IQs over 130.
And that's fine. And I know you're a good mother, and that's what you feel like you should do in life, especially since you've had so many, and you've been given children to adopt. So I know you're a great mother. It's just I know this is our
first segment. We gotta
go commercial break. We gotta go commercial break. We'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We have Joanna McKinley here with us, still right here on the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I have, okay, well, I guess what we got to do is focus on the issue currently at hand. Well, actually, I looks like we have a caller. Can we go ahead and put Christopher through?
Yeah,
I assume okay. He's been screened. Hello? Christopher? From Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You have a question or a comment for the guest?
Yes, actually I do. I've been targeted myself for 5 years. I live here in Massachusetts. And my relative used to be Army National Intelligence. And just a question, what are you being targeted from?
I'm not CPS, exactly
correct?
Sure. Yeah, CPS. They have CPS, the government subsidiary or, you know, for profit organization, took the kids and has completely lied and been underhanded and deceitful and abusive and everything else. So I'm not sure if they're taking them for money or if they're taking them to get me under their wing. I don't know what they want. It's got to be money.
I think what the caller is asking is, you get down to the core issue, and we do this on the Red Pill Hardcore a lot. What is the core issue? Why do they want your children? Why are they after you? And I think that's what he's asking.
What did you witness, sir, in the line?
Honestly, I've been asking myself that question this entire time. My husband might give you a better insight from his beliefs, but honestly, I don't know. Hang on.
Because I witnessed something back in several years ago, and I ended up calling my close family friend who was a deputy director, and that got me targeted by a cartel family, unfortunately. But
well, unfortunately, if you, the knowledge that you have to have about Fresno County would be to understand why. It's a evil, evil money-making machine.
Operation Paperclip.
You see a CPS office in most cities, and you know a lot of these are running older vehicles. Some are not even running that great. You go just in the main building. This is one of over two dozen facilities just in the city limits that they operate. That one facility has over 100 brand new, state-of-the-art vehicles, all paid for in cash. They all need to run.
Yes.
There's a certain amount of dollars figured that adds up with everything. They get X amount of dollars for when they take custody of the kids. They get X amount of dollars when they transfer kids from one home to another home. You take one parent or one set of family, you take seven children, you multiply that. Maybe you just turned what might have been like a $10,000-$15,000 case for per family, just equal to every time they transferred when they got custody of our kids, it was over $100,000 they got. That was just that's not a monthly service fee. That's just a one-time federal transfer fund fee for taking custody of the children. Just the effect of us, you know, taking our children and having to give us it back, that's $250,000 they receive. And mind you, this is just one of the hundreds of cases we've seen President Trump going on.
I never lost my foster parent status with the Texas CPS, which was a damn miracle, actually. But I didn't lose it. Did you lose your foster parent status during this process?
Actually, no. I haven't lost it. I just, you know, as far as my availability to become a foster parent, just like a normal jurist consideration is done within 14 days of they taking your children. They just now illegally got jurors. The judge was supposed to schedule a continuance, and despite everybody's saying that needed to happen, he actually judged on us while we weren't there. After almost 6 months, mind you, of us still having jurors, they did this because we weren't there.
Hold on, one second. Christopher, I want to thank you for calling in. Can you talk to our producer and possibly get us your information? Because I think you have an interesting story, but I would like to dig into that a little bit more. And I want to thank you for calling in, and we'll get a hold of you because, again, you brought up some very good stuff there.
I can go a lot deeper.
Mike, if you can put him on hold and get his information so we can save him for another day. I want to... Doug?
As far as the direct targeting goes...
I'm sorry. Is this Doug that we're talking to online?
Yes. Yes, sir.
The husband? Okay. Yes. you're... Line's a bit fuzzy there. So let me ask you, where did the trouble begin as far as the children is concerned? Was this before or after the adoption of the extra two children that are neither you or your wife's.
No, we were temporary foster carers. Not we didn't adopt them. We were a foster home to like take troubled youth. All the kids that basically the kids that couldn't get put into homes and got put into very troubled facilities or went on the run, that became to us. I'm a high risk.
Matt, can I ask what was the ethnicity of these children?
Mostly Hispanic. And a couple white, but mostly Hispanic kids.
Okay. Well, to me, that just seems like I don't want to offend anybody here, it seems to me like they sort of just wanted to dump these extra children on you. I mean, I know you guys want more children, but for a woman who is having children who are biracial and they don't want her to have any more children, and they're going to put other ethnic children on her and as sort of a situation to drain resources, don't you think? Because I've not seen any white children be put in a situation in a foster home that are perfectly sellable by their standards into a situation where they're going to be with an already made family with biracial children.
The problem is that my children are also Polynesian, so you know, you have the ethnicity can be, I guess, can be muted, I guess you could call it. You know, they could be put with several different nationalities. I'm Hawaiian, Irish, and American Indian.
What the hell, a combo?
My mom's a 4'9" Hawaiian lady. My dad's a 6'6" Irish and American Indian. Actually, my family actually hailed from, we're from, you know, President McKinley was an ancestor of mine.
Now, the 14-year-old here, she looks extremely exotic. And I understand why they put her somewhere where she can be with this biker gang that is camping and prostituting, or at least has a reputation of that. I understand that is
originally all my girls were there in their home.
All your girls
were there, yes, and all originally, and they cycled all of them out but her.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. Beautiful girls, exotic looking. This is sex trafficking. We don't have this issue with boys, do we?
Oh yeah.
They separated the boys from them and everything.
Yeah, and they separate everything. You know, they had my three boys, my two babies, and my middle son. They were together. The foster parent there tried to strike my one-year-old baby, and my son stood up for it. You don't hit that baby, and they separated him and put him in another home. And then they quit letting him go to court. You know, he's 12 years old, and he is perfectly, it's his right to go to court, and he wants to be there. They don't tell him about court. They lied to him. They told him that they were testing him for autism when they were giving him his shots.
My kids have never had shots.
And see, this is the thing that pisses me off the most. For those parents out there that know that these vaccines are giving children autism, they're going to go ahead and do that. Because why? The vaccines have nothing to do with vaccination against diseases. The vaccines, and I have had... I have had
tracking and dumbing down our children.
Hold on. I have had Del Bigtree from Vax the Movie on my TV show, and we discussed the whole issue of the targeting ethnic children and the mind control that goes on with it, because that's what it is. And I have found this in my own research, and I've been whistleblowing about this, and Del Bigtree applauded me for my research on this. Okay? The vaccinations are all about brain reformatting. Mm-hmm. We as humans are born and we're born a certain way. We're born with the operating system of our brain. Now, when you have this aluminum and animal DNA injections put into us as a small developing child, that is going to screw up the brain. Yep. Why
right.
the brain?
Right, and aluminum actually causes Alzheimer's.
It does. And the reason why it causes Alzheimer's is because that is what they want. You have frequency technology. I will resort to this information again for you guys. Frequency technology. They can implant whatever technology that they, I'm sorry, personality that they want inside your child for mind control. If you've got something being pumped into you that causes Alzheimer's, ADHD, or anything like that because of aluminum, aluminum is a conductant. Nano aluminum is something that breaks the blood-brain barrier. You can aluminize the pineal gland and become a beacon for signals. This is covert government control. You guys thought fluoride was something. This piece of fluoride.
My biggest problem with this whole the current scenario that the government has put me in is this. Above all else, that infuriates me the most is the fact that I'm American Indian. My wife is an American Indian. We both have enough percentage in our blood that we should be picked up by the tribe. They bring you a person called from what's that called? Iqua. To supposedly be your helper. And they have 6 weeks to prove and get the tribe to accept you. And they, when they take your interview, they make you believe they're all part of they're with the tribe, and they're going to do everything that's best and everything like that. And all the way up those first 6 weeks, they're there, and I'm working on, we're doing it, it's going to happen. As soon as that 6 week hits, everything, that person's freaking entire demeanor changes, and then the truth comes out. They work for the county. They don't actually work for the tribes whatsoever. They get paid from the county. And therefore, they really didn't try. And anybody who knows, most people's grandparents were not alive in 1910.
When I got time, I'd like to put something in on this, okay?
We need to
You're already talking. Go ahead.
All right. My God. You have to understand something about psychology, and I hate to go to that. I hate that word. When you take a child and you take a developing brain and you have a catastrophic event in the child's life, you can place memories, and I'm with V 100%. Now, I don't I buy into the thing about the government a little bit, but main thing I buy into is psychology. In other words, let's say a little girl, like, ma'am, your little girl is raped. Your 14-year-old girl is trafficked, okay? And she has certain memories in her mind. And if you sit there and you consistently place, other memories in her mind, that is exactly what she's going to remember. And these are proteins in the brain. These are proteins in the brain, and you don't have to use gamma rays or anything like that. All you have to do is you have to put someone else's face in the face of the rapist, and then that becomes a real memory, and that's what the government really does. I have seen this in my own life. A friend of mine, George Paul, John F. Kennedy was killed on November 22nd, 1963. I distinctly, most of my life, remembered my best friend, George Paul, was killed in a biking accident on Lake Road in Killeen the day after his death, okay? Years later, I saw his tombstone and suddenly discovered that he was actually killed 2 years later. You can alter memories. You can place memories. That's why any police officer will tell you worst thing you can have in any investigation is an eyewitness, because when you have memories, it's proteins, and all you have to do is alter the proteins. And V is exactly right. Now, he has one theory about certain aluminum gamma rays and things. I have another theory about psychology, but it's still the same thing. It's still
It's neuropsychology. It's neuropsychology. When you get the physical experience, you've added in a substance, and you've added in the invisible handler, which are frequencies, microwaves, cell phones, your Wi-Fi. This has all been constructed, okay? It's there for a reason. And the only thing that can say otherwise is video recordings, which is why these people are illegally telling you that you cannot video record, Joanna.
Right, and I have no problem recording and breaking the mold. I'll do what needs to be done. I just need to know, how do I get my kids out of that situation and to safety? I don't know where to go from here.
Legal, well, we're going to have you on my TV show. We're going to have you on my TV show, Family Case Files. And if anybody wants to follow your story, our listeners from RBN, you can come to our YouTube channel, Truthtainment TV Network, and we will have your story on Family Case Files. This is horrendous, and we need to start picking out all of these examples. This is, okay, we had a targeted individual call in today, and he's talking about the kind of stuff that I have alluded to. Now, I right. want to continue to make that connection with people to understand. CPS is the same thing as the CIA, NSA, targeting. The NSA may target adults. CPS is targeting the children, and their mission is the same: mind control. And that comes with economic control, that comes with eugenic control, that comes with everything else underneath the rainbow. And it disgusts
me. My husband has very powerful views on that. He wants to talk to you about privately before he goes public about it. But he had some pretty interesting views on that.
Well, the phone number to my studio is 202-657-5715. I give that out openly. That's the number to my studio. Okay. So, and this is what we're dealing with, America. America, wake up. Wake up. Wake the F up. Wake up. It's time. How do you more of my kids victimized? Out of here. So we're gonna push your paperwork through to our lawyer, and we're gonna have you on Family Case Files. We are on a bit of a situation here because her technology, her laptop, cell phones and things are being hacked because we monitor our stuff so well, and we collect all the evidence, all the data so well, they just don't really bother. The only thing they really do to me is denial of internet service. We're gonna get her straightened up, and we're gonna get all this together, but we're coming down to the end of the show. Is there something that you and your husband would like to tell our audience before we wrap up?
The only thing we want to tell people is just keep hold of your kids, be safe, don't let CPS in, don't open the door. You know, tell them you don't have to open the door. You don't have to open the door for cops. You don't have to open the door for CPS. You don't have to open the door for nobody. Don't open the damn door. Just, you know, I had a situation like that today where, you know, these people are trying to fraudulently get me out of this house I'm in right now, and I refused to open the damn door, and the cop told him, sorry, I can't do anything about it, after I said no, like, 15 times. So I won today, and everybody else can win if they just say no.
We all need to say no. We all need to have our Second Amendment preparations. We need to be looking and watching out for our neighbors, because we're no longer a community. No. Nobody knows who their neighbor even is anymore. We need to be a community. When we see that van show up or that police car show up and children crying, we as neighbors, the whole block needs to come and see what and what for. Oh, yeah? Who are you? Yeah, what's the case number? The whole block is going to be in court that day. And that's what we need to do. End this madness. Civilian militia behind that if we need to. We need to tell these S-bags where they can stick it and where they can go. I'm so disgusted.
We need to go Fifth Ward, Houston. Fifth Ward, Houston. And I'm not going to say what happened to that caseworker down there because John's listening. But, yeah, we need to go Fifth Ward, Houston, and this stuff will go away real quickly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for coming on to the show and being such a wonderful guest. I do apologize for my internet interruptions. But, guys, please, it's time that we have a real neighborhood watch. Not just those signs to ward off criminals. We need to have a real neighborhood watch. You need to have a community. You need to have... If you live on a block... Now, I know this sounds like socialism and all that, but you live on the block, okay? Everybody on that block needs to know you. You need to have barbecues and picnics and be a community. They have conquered us by dividing us. You know, privacy. But guess what? You don't have any privacy anymore because the government's all in your stuff now that you have separated yourself from your support system. Mm-hmm. Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm telling you is true. So, anyways, I I want to thank everyone for joining into the call and listening to the show. And remember, this gets me so fired up. I'm sorry, guys. This gets me so fired up, especially after last night's call with Kara. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. I'm your host, V. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Like the power.
Cover your license plate.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We affirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.